Breaking news tonight of a veritable coup d'etat on the radio.
It's got to be original. It's got to be sincere.
You've just tuned in to the Ear Candy Update.
In the right place, doing the right thing at the right time.
An hour-long showcase for the rebel-rousing, overlooked, underappreciated music that makes you pump your fist and shake your ass.
You had to put on a show for people. You can't stand there like a statue.
While tearing down the walls of the Clear Channel Empire.
Tear down this wall.
Now, here's your host. He's a morally bankrupt man of loose ethical standards.
That's just like your opinion, man.
He's the bastard son of an out-of-work truck-driving mama.
Tom Large Marge sent ya!
He was raised somewhere in the Midwest, and now he's broadcasting on the run to avoid the FCC and all of its cubicle-working bureaucrats.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Here is Duke Wilbury.
Welcome back to the Ear Candy Update. This is Jason Thompson broadcasting from Baltimore on an episode dedicated to Beantown. I could crank up my fury and my righteous indignation, but I'm not. I'm going to use this show and whatever small slice of the influence pie I have to help you turn off cable news and turn on the tunes. So I've built the show showcasing Boston bands or songs about Beantown. Batting leadoff on this episode, The Pixies with a scorcher from their monster Doolittle album called Debaser. In case you've been living under a rock, and I really wouldn't blame you if you have, on April 15th, two bombs exploded near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Those bombs killed three people and injured 282 more. If that wasn't hurtful enough, cable news networks came in and bungled the holy fuck out of the reporting process.
There were so many breathless correspondents stumbling over their words, admitting they had no information, and yelling into the camera at unseen producers back at the studio to focus on footage of nothing actually happening. Fox News used their closed captioning capabilities to mistake the 19-year-old Chechenian man for 33-year-old actress Zooey Deschanel, because apparently any name with a Z in it autocorrects to Zooey Deschanel over at Fox News HQ. Meanwhile, over at CNN, a reporter actually said the following: "Being in Watertown right now, the streets are empty. It's eerie. It's as though a bomb had dropped somewhere." Think about that for a fucking second. It just got dumber from there. And, oh, what is this? Yes, the Huffington Post is reporting right now that the Boston Bomber's girlfriend is showing side boob. Oh, fuck. Now do you see why I turned off cable news 2 years ago? It's the best choice for you. It will save your mental health, I promise. Meanwhile, back here at this ranch, here's a band I describe as the Plaid Boys of Boston, the Mighty Mighty Bostones, backed up with the absolutely wonderful Amy Mann.
Jailhouse and the queen. to pack up their troubles in an old Cadillac. That's all.
Include songs that were of personal significance to me. Now, a lot of these artists won't end up in the Hall of Fame, and that's fine. They don't need to, but that does not diminish their capability to deliver transcendent lyrics. Here's what I mean. In moments of great trauma and spiritual weight, like in the aftermath of these Boston bombings, a lot of us, especially me, take great comfort in music. Well, there's a song by Dinosaur Jr. called Feel the Pain. And the major lyric there is, I feel the pain of everyone. It's a song about empathy, and it's an important characteristic and trait to have in these strange and tumultuous times. Here on the Ear Candy Update, this is Dinosaur Jr. Feel the Pain. In the days after the bombing, former Boston Red Sox shortstop Nomar Garciaparra was broadcasting on ESPN's Baseball Tonight. He said there are two unofficial holidays throughout New England. The first is Patriots Day, April 15th, coincidentally the same day the bombs blew up. The other unofficial holiday in New England, opening day of the Major League Baseball season. See, in New England, being a Red Sox fan isn't being a fan. The Red Sox are a religion. And following their triumphant 2004 season, breaking 86 years of misery, the Dropkick Murphys, hometown favorites, unleashed and re-released a classic, and I mean classic, classic, like 1910's classic fight song for the Boston Red Sox. This is the version with the organ intro, the Dropkick Murphys on the Ear Candy Update with Tessie.
Tessie is the royal rooters' rally cry. Tessie is the tune they always sung. Tessie echoed April through October night. After serenade installed in Eden Young. Tessie is a maiden with a sparkling eye. Tessie is a maiden with a love. She doesn't know the meaning of her sigh. She's got a comet full of love.
Sometimes when the game is on the line, Tessie always carried them away up the road from 30.
wasting all my time. 'Cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair. Time.
Besides being home to a great collection of sports franchises, the Boston Red Sox among them, the 17-time NBA champion Boston Celtics, the recent National Hockey League champion Boston Bruins. Oh, who am I missing? Let me see. Celtics? Oh, right. The Tom Brady-led New England Patriots, who routinely stomp over the the AFL East, who have my one-time coach, Bill Belichick. He used to coach the Cleveland Browns. Let's not forget that, okay? So before we start calling him a coaching genius, keep in mind he was not very successful as a member of the Cleveland Browns organization. Anyway, besides being home to all of that, it's also home to the Freedom Trail, the Cutler Majestic Theater, the Orpheum Theater, Symphony Hall. It's obviously home to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Harvard, Boston University, Boston College, some of the most amazing art and theater scenes you will ever find anywhere in this country. And quite possibly the greatest St. Paddy's Day parade and 4th of July celebrations you'll ever see. It's also home to the USS Constitution, one of two remaining frigates of the original six of the Navy's United States fleet, and one of the most accomplished orchestras in the nation. So now for something completely different. This is the Boston Symphony Orchestra doing Aaron Copland's Tenderland Suite. Thank you. And now we go from the sophistication of the Boston Symphony Orchestra to the pure garage band styles of the modern lovers. This is Roadrunner!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6! Roadrunner, Roadrunner! You're going faster, miles an hour now. Gonna drive past the stop and shop with the radio on. I'm in love with the modern world. Massachusetts, when it's late at night. Leon signs, but it's cold outside. Cut the radio off. Like a roadrunner. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm in love with the modern world. At the highway when it's cold and dark. In East Atlantic Industrial Park. Massachusetts and radio towers, 50,000 watts of power now. I'm alone and it hurts me cold at night, but I'm not so alone, got the radio on, like a roadrunner. In the bushes next door, 57. The highway is your girlfriend as you go by quick. Suburban trees, suburban speed, and it smells like heaven. I say run right on wild, I run right on twice. All in love with the hail sound. And I'm all that run on that tail. So say yes, say yes. Got the hail now. I got the sound. I got the rocket bottom sound. Got the
Oh! undone. If I find that place, I'll keep my mouth shut, 'cause I won't be there. But there will come a time when you will ask me, and I will join you then. And if you're standing there with me, I swear it's a lie and I'll still believe it, 'cause I can't. Tears away, but you couldn't look in my eyes again. Because of the love for me, 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 because of the love for me.
Duster with Scars and Stitches on this edition of the Ear Candy Update. Now, when I was explaining the show's theme to my friend Pete and his wife Rosa, Rosa politely suggested Morphine, and I had totally forgotten about them being from Boston. Rosa, being an MIT grad herself, clearly did not forget about Morphine. I love this band, I always have. It's really hard to find stuff that is really up-tempo and rocking from them, because most of their stuff is really sensual, sexy, and down-tempo. But this is sexy and up-tempo. From Morphine, this is Super Sex.
Super funky, love baby. Oh.
The hardcore sports section of this edition of the Ear Candy Update. Now, when I was telling my friend Scotty Webb about the show, Scott's from Lynn, Massachusetts, by the way, or as they like to say, Lynn, the city of sin, you never go out the way you came in. Well, Scott understands bluntly the rules of the show, and he knew that if he called it, I would have to play it, and he told me he would refuse to listen to this edition of the Ear Candy Update, despite it being about Boston, if I did not include Nutty, the Boston Bruins theme. Now, Scott is a diehard Boston loyalist. He appreciates the hell out of the Red Sox, and he loves him some Patriots. But the simple truth of the matter is, he sets his watch and lives and dies by his beloved Boston Bruins. So, Scotty, you called it, I play it, because them's the rules. Do I get bonus points for this track being live, Scotty?
I hope so.
This is the Dropkick Murphys live with Nutty, the Boston Bruins theme.
Old-time hockey, baby! Take it away, kid!
Tell you a story. I'm gonna tell you about my town. I'm gonna tell you a big fat story, baby. I tell
Candy Update with a love song ode to the dirty water of the Charles River, a song that is played at the conclusion of every Red Sox game if they win, and they have tonight, I might add. David Ortiz drove in three as the Boston Red Sox won 8-4 over the Houston Astros. They were definitely rocking some dirty water there. Down at Fenway Park on Yawkey Way, in the eighth inning, they've got this grand tradition of playing a classic new Neil Diamond song. Now, ordinarily, I wouldn't play an artist as well-known as Neil Diamond, and I certainly wouldn't play a song as well-known as Sweet Caroline on the Ear Candy Update, but considering the circumstances, hell yeah, I will. This is Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline. Sing it loud and sing it proud, because I know you love this song.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching. touching me, touching you.
And speaking of Boston Red Sox, it's a damn shame I never got to see Sam Mayday Malone pitch.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Just how ecstatic Sam Malone would have been if he had been able to celebrate the 2004 Boston Red Sox championship inside Cheers. That would be pretty cool. After that, we heard the theme song from St. Elsewhere, a medical drama that ran from 1982 to 1988 and features some people you probably know, among them Mark Harmon, who's currently killing it on NCIS. Let's see what else. Oh, Ed Begley Jr. was on there. A guy named William Daniels, who you might know as Mr. Feeney from Boy Meets World. And of course, two-time Academy Award-winning actor Denzel Washington, indeed. Oh, also Howie Mandel. So we're back on the Ear Candy Update, and there's this kid I want to introduce you to. He's from Brookline, Mass. Incorrectly regarded as blue-eyed soul, not quite the truth. Definitely a throwback, though. This is gonna sound like some gritty, funky 1960s style soul for that ass. This is Eli
Paperboy Reed. The name of the track is Come and Get It. That's exactly what you need to do with his record. Come and get it. Go get it. It's amazing. Really bumping that a lot here in the House of Wax, the Ear Candy Update. Check it out. Eli, Paperboy Reed, Come and Get It.
Come on now, baby. Come on, baby. You got to get with it. You got to get on. and my tree. But all of that is changed now. Get your things inside out. Truth is not that comfortable, no. And mother taught us patience, the virtues of restraint. And father
update. That was That's When I Reach for My Revolver by Mission of Burma. Cool name for a band. Before that, Divine Hammer by the Breeders, and then Come and Get It, open that set by Eli Paperboy Reed. You know, I was mentioned earlier, my friends Pete and Rosa, and so let me see. They've got some advice for those of you guys who are maybe checking out Boston in the near future. Rosa recommends Christina's Ice Cream. There's only one location now, and it's in Mom Square in Cambridge, about three blocks from where the Boston Bombers were living. Let me see. Bukowski's Bar has a location just off Boston and one in Mom Square. They do 99 bottles of beer on the wall competition and also apparently have great burgers. You can tour the USS Constitution and follow it up with a trip to the museum. Pete chimes in with, it's a great place to meet that special someone. apparently they met while Pete was stationed on board the USS Constitution. Oh, what else we got? Oh, Rosa says, pastries at Bova's in the North End. It's just off the main drag, and it's open 24 hours, and it's owned by a dentist. Grab a cannoli and enjoy it while sitting in the Rose Kennedy Garden, right above where the big dig took place.
And you could also apparently tour the Sam Adams Brewery in Jamaica Plain. Of course, I don't drink anymore, but that doesn't mean it has to stop you from getting your fill of Sam Adams Boston Lager. One of the other great benefits of doing this show is that while I'm digging through my archives, I can find stuff that I missed. I can't recall a time when I did a show that several months later I went back and said, oh man, I should have put this track on there or that track on there. And of course, I'm sure that will happen here as well. But there is one that I have to be sure I include. So, from 1973, this is Schoolhouse Rocks with The Shot Heard Round the World.
British are coming, the British are coming.
Now the ride of Paul Revere set the nation on its ear, and the shot at Lexington heard round the world. When the British fired in the early dawn, the War of Independence had begun. The die was cast, the rebel flag unfurled. And on to Concord marched the foe to seize the arsenal there, you know, waking folks and searching all around. Till our militia stopped them in their tracks at the old North Bridge, we turned them back and chased those redcoats back to Boston town. And the shot heard around the world was the start of the revolution. The men and men were ready on the move. Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, man, there's not an hour to lose. Now at famous Bunker Hill, even though we lost, it was quite a thrill. The rebel Colonel Prescott proved he was wise. Outnumbered and low on ammunition, as the British stormed his position, he said, hold your fire till you see the whites of their eyes. Though the next few years were rough, General Washington's men proved they were tough. Those hungry, ragged boys would not be beat. One night they crossed the Delaware, surprised the Hessians in their lair, and at Valley Forge they just bundled up their feet.
Now the shot heard round the world was the start of the revolution. The men and men were ready on the move. Take your blanket, take your son, report to General Washington. We've got our rights and now it's time to prove.
Showed such determination that they won the admiration of countries across the sea like France and Spain, who loaned the colony ships and guns and put the British on the run and the Continental Army on its feet again. And though they lost some battles too, the Americans swore they see it through. Their raiding parties kept up hit and run. At Yorktown, the British could not retreat. Bottled up by Washington and the French fleet. Cornwallis surrendered, and finally we had won.
Hooray!
One
shot heard round the world. The end of the revolution. The Continental rebel took the day. And the father of our country beat the British there at Yorktown and brought freedom to you and me and the USA. God bless America.
Freedom. 150 eventful years have passed. A new spirit of restlessness grips the 13 English colonies, smarting from what seems to them injustice at the hands of King George III. The American colonists yearn for liberty. Boston Harbor, 1774. Two figures huddle on the deck of a cargo ship, there in the darkness.
Whoops.
Jeez, Charlie, you knocked that whole load of tea in the water there.
Well, I miscalculated with the block and tackle, that's
yeah,
all.
Well, I mean, you blew it. You missed the whole deck there.
Yeah, well, maybe nobody will notice.
Well, what do you mean? There's tea floating all over the place. I mean, how can I go and demand an hourly increase for you guys?
Yeah,
with
yeah, well,
fringe?
I
no, with fringe benefits and all that. If My men keep knocking stuff overboard.
Well, I'm sorry.
Sorry doesn't do any good, Charlie. Now, I'll cover for you this time, but let's get our story straight.
Good, okay? good.
Now, a bunch of those Patriot guys came sneaking around dressed up in...
How about in Indian suits?
That's good. In Indian suits.
Good.
They were a little loaded, and they shoved the tea over because they were sore about the tea tax. Okay?
Okay. You think anybody will swallow that?
Well, it's just wild enough, Charlie.
Uh-huh. Gee, look at it swirling around down there. I wonder where we could find a fortune teller that reads harbors.
But words give way to open hostility, and history records that fateful year and the midnight ride of Paul Revere.
All right, there's a signal. Get on the horse, Levine.
That's Revere.
Revere, Levine, just so you ride a horse good. Now get going.
All right.
To arms! The British are coming! The British are coming!
Hey! Who's that making all that racket out there?
It's me, Paul Revere.
Who?
Revere!
I got all the pots and pans I need, sweetie.
But what about the British?
As far as I know, they got all the pots and pans they need, too.
Welcome back, Ear Candy fans. You just heard Stan Freberg, one of the all-time great radio spot announcers and radio comedians of all time, doing the history, or from the History of America, Volumes 1 and 2, The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere and the Boston Tea Party. Of course, those are alternate versions of that story. Before that, of course, I opened up that three-track set with The Shot Heard Round the World, the 1973 classic from the television show Schoolhouse Rocks. Don't ask me how I managed to get a television show on the radio waves, but I did. So, let me see. Over the last hour and 23 minutes, you've heard a great number of tracks all about the city of Boston, including DaBaser by the Pixies, Someday I Suppose by the Mighty Mighty Bosstones, King of the Jailhouse by Amy Mann, Feel the Pain by Dinosaur Jr., Tessie by the Dropkick Murphys, Blue Thunder by Galaxy 500, Just What I Needed by the Cars. You heard the Boston Symphony Orchestra do Aaron Copland's Tenderland Suite, The Modern Lovers with Roadrunner, Guster with Scars and Stitches, Morphine with Super Sex. You heard Nutty, the Boston Bruins theme by the Dropkick Murphys. You heard Matt Damon as Mr. Will Hunting from Good Will Hunting. Oh, let's see what else. Dirty Water by the Standells, Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond, The Cheers and St. Elsewhere themes, Come and Get It by Eli, Paperboy Reed, The Breeders with Divine Hammer, Mission of Burma with That's When I Reach for My Revolver. And we're going to close the show with Boston, My Hometown by Mr. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon here on the Ear Candy Update. Before I bounce, though, I do just want to say this show is dedicated to all of my friends from the Boston, Greater New England area. Rosa, Pete, Scotty Webb, Jack Smitty. I've got nothing but love in my heart for you guys. I'm very sorry you had to endure that this year. And my heart certainly goes out to the victims and the families up in Boston. Again, I don't want to give a command message about tragedy and how we overcome, but that's exactly what we do. I do hope justice is served. I'm sure it will be, but we'll leave that forum for somebody else to decide. That stuff is way too important for me to talk about. I'm just the guy who plays the tunes. So, signing off, I'm Jason Thompson telling you to take it easy. And if it's easy, take it twice.
Only smoke, yeah, it's the hub. King Town, Bean Town, that's no rub. It's Boston. Me. Man in Boston with a wedding band. My back bay baby's gonna give me her hand. In Boston, Boston, my home. M-A-S-S-A-C-H-U-S-C-T-T-F. Woo!
me